Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Red Velvet Media Blog Talk Radio. This is Holly Steffi, and today I have a really special guest with me. And first, let's say that if you would like to listen to the show, you can listen to the show live, or we would love for you to call us. It's 347-677-1036. And today I have the founder and owner of Sober Sexy. And I'm going to bring Haley on in 1 second, and we're going to listen to a little bit of how Sober Sexy came to be, a little bit about how you can get involved, and also the website is Sober, SoberIsSexy.com. If you want to go into the chat room is open now. You do have to create an account. But if you would like to listen to the show afterwards, the show will be available on iTunes and also on Red Velvet Media Blog Talk Radio. With that, I'm going to bring Haley on, and we're going to talk, and we're just going to talk about everything. Hey, Haley, how are you?
Hey, Holly, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. You picked that song to open up the show with, and I think that's such a great song. That's kind of perfect for the topic of what we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about Sober is Sexy and what it is and what it means, and a little bit about, I gave the website out. We'll give it out again. I'll put it in the chat room. And if anybody does want to call in, again, Haley is here to talk with you if you have any questions or would like to just call in and ask questions on how you can order these really cool things that she makes. It's 347-677-1036. So, Haley, tell me about Sober
Is
Sexy.
Hi, I just want to right off the bat say it's Sober Is Sexy. It's SOBERISEXY.
Okay,
so
perfect.
It's one less S.
Oh, sorry.
So, no, absolutely. No problem. How are you? And I love being here. I love talking on the radio. How fun is this?
I know.
Well, I guess we should launch into Sober Is Sexy and how it all started.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
You were
just recently on another radio show, and it was really cool, too. If anybody wants to watch that, we can give the link out to that, too, because that was really cool.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, that was on Clean Radio.
Yeah.
Really cool guys,
mm-hmm.
Judah and Andrew. Amazing. And, well, I think Sober Is Sexy. I drank and used for a long time. Obviously, I got sober. And when I got sober, well, I went to the south of France with friends, and I remember saying to a girlfriend, you know, what? How am I ever going to have sex sober? And she was like, she said, well, you know, sober is sexy. And I was like, yeah, sober is sexy. And
I
remember thinking about it, buying the domain, and thinking to myself, how can I pay it forward and do something that will, you know, change the world one t-shirt at a time. And that's what we did.
Yeah,
I have great people that work for me. And
they're
and,
awesome.
A partner, Bori, and my daughter, Hannah Beth, who almost has a year sober. So, yeah, we're having a great time.
That's really cool. And your t-shirts are really cool. Like, I've looked at some of the names on the t-shirts. They're fantastic. And
Thank you.
Do you do the designing on the clothing and stuff like that?
Well, all the design is done with our company, Bori, who is our graphic designer, is absolutely amazing. And we sort of have this vision between each other. We come up with ideas and we riff about them and we talk, you know, about how we feel it should be, and he's a genius with design. So what Thank you. We really wanted to tap into an audience, you know, who might not think being sober is that cool. And I think in the way of doing it with a younger generation is really keeping it dark and edgy, punk rock, rock and roll, but still having a positive message. And
that seems to be
working. You know, we've got people like Russell Brand and Steven Tyler, Demi Lovato, a lot of people in our shirts, a lot of musicians and actors, and so it's really getting out there, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And if you want to look at the t-shirts, go to the store on the site, soberissexy.com, and if you click on the store, I'm looking here, I love, the t-shirt that I love that you were wearing was The Only Coke I Do Is Diet. That's great.
Awesome.
I love the
that shirt.
Yeah, and Heroin Killed the Radio Star. That's really great. And
yeah,
I
want to
talk about
right
your
now.
Logo, because your logo is basically your branding. Those lips. I mean, that's kind of coming of that. Everybody. That's just your logo. I mean, it's fantastic. Who designed your logo? Yeah. Did you have anything to do with that, or was that all of you just kind of getting together and doing it?
Well, yeah. I mean, we wanted to do something, obviously, that was sexy and that was fun, and lips are sexy, and big lips are fun, and we just wanted something very clean and simple. And if you look in the lips, it does say Sober Is Sexy.
I saw that.
So
I saw that
it's
last
sort of
night.
Subliminal.
Yeah, no. That's like totally cool. And I know you have a blog. You have a blog on your site too, so you from time to time
we're actually launching a new site in the next week.
Awesome.
So we will have blogs from each of us, and we're just pushing the site a little bigger and making it still user friendly, and it's that should be up in the next week or week and a half. Also, I wanted to mention that Kat Von D, who we love, amazing tattoo artist, also wears Sober is Sexy and carries Sober is Sexy in her store at Wonderland in Los Angeles.
Oh, fantastic. I love her. She's such a great person.
I've met her
a couple times. Yeah, she's a really nice person.
Great lady.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's so cool that she's actually carrying your products in her store.
Yeah, she's amazing. She ended up having a house fire, unfortunately, and had a lot of tragedy happen over that, and lost her cat and lost everything she owned. And she actually tweeted us and said the only thing left in the wreckage was her Sober is Sexy T-shirt.
Oh, that is so,
so
funny.
On. Yeah, it was great. No, she's super
man.
Cool.
That's really sad. Well, we have some pictures that are flashing across the player today. Do you want to tell everybody about the pictures that you've sent me? We have I have the guy that you have. Let me see here. Let me look. Do you have the player in front of you?
Oh, Russell Brand.
Celebrities, all the celebrities that you have involved in this. We have a lot of celebrities wearing the clothes. And,
right.
You
well, Russell Brand's amazing. He's a cool guy. He's an amazing man. He's sober and he loves Sober is Sexy, and he loves to rock up our shirts and he cuts them up and he's given
us a lot of
press, and we're really grateful.
Well, you guys I'm sorry.
Go ahead. That's all right, Holly. Go ahead.
I was going to say on your blog, I'm mentioning your blog first, that you from time to time do throw contests. I saw the Sober Sexy Presents photo contest. Also, guys, Sober Sexy is on Facebook. Go there, like it, follow them, see what's going on. You can see what's happening, where you're going to be next, what you're going to be doing. And that's my next question. What are you currently working on besides the new website right now?
Well, obviously the new website, new designs. We'd like to, in the near future, do a cool pop-up store and have something happen with that where people can actually come in and meet with us and see our clothes. We're shooting a cool new video and lookbook, and so you will see us in more stores in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, it's very indie right now. I mean, we started this, and there's something about being a boutique company and not just making it
mass, right?
Yeah, and maybe that's, I don't know, that's my gut, and that's how I feel, and I feel it's working that way, and it's affordable, and I think that's important as well. I think everyone can afford a T-shirt, and what it says on it means everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think T-shirts are so cool. You know, it's like
a
walking billboard, you know. And, and people that aren't sober wear our shirts, and I love it. I mean, we have Fuck Cocktails, which is hysterical when you walk into a bar and see a guy wearing it and he's holding a martini. I mean, the fact is he's still getting the message out there, you know.
That's great.
But, yeah,
are you guys in any boutiques? Like, are you in Fred Siegel's or any of those places yet?
Not as of yet, but that is our next, I guess that's our next step. That's something I wanted to avoid as long as possible. I love having a website. I love selling on the site. I think it's cool, and I get to see what's going on, and I get to stay in touch with customers and get to know what's happening. But that will be the next. And we do sell in different stores around the country as well, and we ship worldwide, so that's important to know.
Oh, that's awesome. Well,
yeah.
I want to talk a little bit more about getting sober. People that are out there that may want to try. Okay, so if anybody's listening or anybody's listening that's in a relationship with somebody that is using or you know, their life is impacting theirs in a way that is less than positive. What recommendation would you have for people to do?
Oh, gosh. I guess, you know, I can only talk from my own experience. And I really feel that if you're in a relationship that is jeopardizing your sobriety, that's something to really look at seriously, because the last thing you want to do is go out over romance. And, you know, if that person can get help, or if they want to reach out and get help, then that is showing you that someone wants to work on themselves and they want to better their lives. If they want to stay in their disease, I think that's very tough for someone who's sober to be involved with a person who is an addict.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, personally, I would most
as
likely
they call
walk
normies.
Away from that. But
normies.
Well,
yeah.
I misunderstood the question, because I thought you said it was with someone who had a problem.
Oh, yeah,
if you
yeah,
were
yeah.
Sober.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Right, I gotcha. No, I think that's something to look at, you know. Everyone has to do what they need to do, and I'm sure people that have been in long-term relationships don't want to walk away. So what I'm saying
oh, no,
is take
no,
a look
no.
at
You're
it.
Absolutely 100%
you know?
Right on that one. I mean, I can tell you, you know, from my own experience, you know, grabbing people that I loved dearly and taking them, you know, and introducing them to program and stuff like that, and that's how a lot of times you have to do a lot of different things. And, you know, with there are a lot of different shows now on about interventions and how to get sober and this and that, it's like it's there. So there is a lot out there that people can actually get help. Pick up a big book, talk to someone.
Right.
I
mean, if someone doesn't want to get sober, it's a different story. But if someone wants to get sober, then they obviously have a shot to have an amazing life.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? Our switchboard is filling up. I'm going to take the first call here. And 760, if you could hold on the line, I'm going to take the 310 call first. 310, you're on the air. Who's calling?
Great. This is Michelle. I'm calling to talk to Haley.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome to
Hi.
The show.
Thank you so much.
I love 760.
Yeah. Hey, Hal.
Hey.
I was just, you know, I just wanted to point out that I think what's so cool about these T-shirts is that they really hit on the, you know, the zeitgeist of the moment, and young people are really discovering that it is cool to be sober, and they can go out and have a good time, and, you know, they're sort of proud of it, and they can wear this T-shirt, and it kind of makes it all okay, and they don't have to go along with the crowd. It's actually a lot smarter to abstain. And I want to know how you managed to do that, because I think it's one of the hardest messages to get through to young people.
To abstain.
Yeah.
To
understand that it's cool to do your own thing and, you know, that it's harmful.
Yeah, oh, my
to
gosh.
Youth.
Absolutely. I mean, it's that's a great question, and it's true. I mean, the T-shirts represent, you know, just being who you are and being okay with who you are and having an identity and sobriety. And in the world, it's not always following the crowd. I mean, the famous Henry Miller quote, you know, if the crowd's running one way, turn around and run the other. So the fact is that I think more than ever now is the time for people. There's change in the world, and it's for the positive. And for me personally, I stay sober by, well, I do it one day at a time, definitely, and I reach out, and I am of service to people, and I try to help as much as I can and stay involved. And, I think being of service and being out there and tapping into what's going on in the world and just really overall wanting to help people and staying out of my crazy head.
Yeah, I mean, I think saying it's sexy is like saying it's cool. And I think
that's right.
You know, I think that's what makes it. You know, everybody wants to be sexy. So, you know, if sober is sexy,
and sexy
go for
is,
it.
And sexy is not just on the outside. Sexy is on the inside, too.
Right,
You know, it's an inside job.
For sure. Well, I wanted to congratulate you. This is really amazing.
Thanks, girl.
Just growing and growing.
Thank you for
Thank
calling.
You.
Did
Thanks
you
for
want
calling
to, Did
in.
You want me to mute you, or did you want to stay on the line? Because we have a couple more calls that are coming in.
I'm going to listen in over my computer.
Okay, cool.
Thank
you for
you
calling
so much.
In.
And Holly, I'd love to talk to you sometime too.
Oh yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, thanks
Give me
a lot.
Call.
Okay, bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Okay, Haley, I'm going to take the next call real quick because we've got two calls online holding.
Okay.
Let me see. 646, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, 646, you're on the air. They probably just want to listen.
There.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. I'll mute them. 760, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Okay, I have a question. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, so I got sober at the age of 15. I am now 19. I just want to know how you guys, or why you guys got sober, what made you become sober.
Oh, boy, that's
a, oh, that's
hard.
Great. Well, first
yeah.
of all, congratulations. That's awesome, being sober at 15 and staying sober. That, you rock. I love that. Oh, that's absolutely amazing and how
yeah.
inspiring for young kids out there to hear that. You know, that's just terrific. And, you know, it was funny. My story was different. I didn't drink or use early on, and I went through a very painful divorce in my 30s. I had two kids, and I started to feel lonely, and that's when I took a drink, and I took it for a different reason, and it was to start to check out and to escape. And that led to the next drink, and marijuana, and pills, and
yeah.
it just progressed. And,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we all have the same story, really, even though you're young, and I'm obviously a lot older than you, but we can all relate to when it goes into a place where it just becomes overwhelming and you become powerless over it, you know. So same story for me, and thank God I'm sober today because my life is amazing. And
yeah,
I'm so
absolutely.
Happy to be sober.
It's a great feeling. I love being sober also. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, no, you're
oh,
welcome.
Great. Well, thanks for
Do
calling
you
in.
Keep going to your meetings and just keep doing what you're doing because you sound like you're doing the right thing. So, you know.
Thanks, Levy.
Also, what I found what was really great was being able, and you're being so young, you could also talk to your friends and have a great influence over them and help them and show them and tell them exactly why it's so great to be the way you are.
Yeah.
Oh, and one more question I wanted to ask you. Have you seen Sober is Sexy?
I actually
have
a few clothes. Yeah, I have a few clothes that are coming in the mail. One says, I think it's black, it says, the only cook I do is diet.
Right.
Oh, that's
right.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So I'm very
so
excited.
Glad you can relate to the site. That makes me feel really good. That's fantastic.
Thank you guys so much.
Cool.
You guys are doing a wonderful
Thank
thing.
You.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Would
All
you
right,
like
have
to
a great
listen
day.
To the show? Would you like me to mute you and you can continue listening, or did you want to listen on your
yeah,
radio?
Yeah, can I listen to it?
Yeah, I'll mute you. No problem.
Thanks.
Hold on. That's so fantastic, Haley, when we get calls from people that are young, you know, younger adults, because I know you and I both have daughters, and I know that it's really... It's really hard when you see people around you going in the wrong direction and you love them so much. And also seeing young adults, you can only hope that they get it and try to hopefully instill in them a great knowledge from just your setting your own example, you know, by doing the things you're
right,
doing.
Right, well, I think really that's the only way, isn't it? Just
yeah.
setting an example and living your life and
yeah.
And hoping that... they too follow, which is fantastic. I love that my daughter's sober. I mean, to share that with her has been an amazing journey, and
mm-hmm.
and she's absolutely terrific, and she's doing it. It's exciting.
Yep.
And I think the fact that she's doing it for her, you know, she's not doing it for me or for her family. She's doing it for her, and
mm-hmm.
I think that's really important.
What's your take on the shows that are on TV as far as like Dr. Drew and those shows? What do you think about those?
Well, you know, I think that I think they help people relate. I
mm-hmm.
think anything that's out there and that is raw and that people are listening to, I think Dr. Drew is really cool. I think we're actually, Sober is Sexy may be on his show soon.
Oh, that's so
awesome. Shirts and, yeah, no, he's an amazing man, and he's helped a lot of people. And, you know, obviously if people tune in, they're getting something out of it. So to me, the more information out there, the better, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's also, what's really cool is there are people that are out there that really don't know how to get sober or know how to get help or know that they even really the reality hits them. They don't really even realize they have a problem until they maybe see something that clicks with them, something on TV or, you know, like what's great about these reality TV shows is they're actually getting to see real life. And they're starting to see some of what can really happen to people. And, you know, we've lost a lot of really great people,
over the years.
We've
lost a lot of people in general from this disease, and it's very tragic. And, it's hard to see. You know, I see that every day, and I work with a recovery home, Friendly House downtown, and work with women in recovery, and it's the real deal. I mean, this is, you know, we struggle, and I think as women also, we carry a lot of shame with this disease, and I think it's very difficult for women to come in and say that they have a problem and to reach out and to get help. And the fact is I say don't isolate. Reach out and ask somebody for help. Isolating is the killer. And for me, at the end of my drinking and using, you know, I was alone, and I was in a prison within myself. And living with the lies and not being able to tell anybody, it was very difficult. And the fact
thing,
once you get it off your chest and you get it out, you're free, you know?
Yep. You're only as sick as your secrets,
no
right?
Secrets. That's right. You got it.
I know.
You got it.
That's one of my favorite things I like to tell people because, you know, a lot of times it really applies in a lot of situations. Have you done any panel things at the recovery homes? Panel discussions?
And then what are you referring to?
Have you sat on a panel where you've actually shared and talked about your experiences with other people?
Oh, of course. Yes, absolutely. Many times.
Yeah,
and it's been incredible experience.
Yeah. That's what I want to know. Mm-hmm. What are some of the experiences that you came back with or that you actually remember in your head that really have made an impact or really touched you in a way that you could share with our listeners?
Well, I think any time you're being of service and you're going out and you're telling your experience, strength, and hope, for me, I feel like I'm the one that I come back with so much.
Mm-hmm.
And when I speak with women or on panels, different meetings, you know, I spoke on Skid Row, and I had very little time sober, and I went down and spoke, and it was life-changing, you know, that to see these women struggle and what they go through and the strength that they have to come up from where they're from and what they've gone through and to survive and thrive. Also, speaking with women, you know, who've been through so much abuse in their childhood and have overcome all of that. And to me, I mean, every time you share with another alcoholic, you come out stronger. And it's just there's a power within that. And I think the fact is the way you stay sober is to have support around you.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most important thing, is to not feel alone. And when you can relate to one another, it's incredible. It's like I said, it's life changing. I've come out of panel meetings and weeping, and I've come out laughing and feeling joyous. And I mean, what a gift to be sober. You know, we are so lucky. Not everybody gets it.
Nope.
Yeah.
And you know what's really great about it is when you do get sober, you do have a sobriety date. And I remember the first year was you take a cake. That's what, and for people that don't know, you take cakes at different meetings or whatever. And I remember that feeling so much better than my own natal birthday. It was just like such a high, because you had made it through the first year and you had actually done the work getting there. And as painful as it may be for some, you know, it's actually through those painful experiences that we actually learn, and we can be able to do shows like this, and people like yourself can go out and create fun ways of getting the message out there to people, which I think is that's what really drew me in. I saw your company by just chance on a friend's page that is doing the same thing I'm doing, and we, you know, I saw it and I went there and I was like, oh my gosh, this is just such a great thing. And then I read a little bit more about you and a little bit more about what you were doing and stuff, and I just thought that was really great. And that's why I asked you to be a guest on the show, because I really think it's really important to get as much information out there as possible. And I can tell you, as a child, as a younger adult myself, I grew up where I grew up in a household where my one of the people in my house were drinking, and it became very uncomfortable for me. And I was young. I mean, I was like, gosh, 11, 12, 13 years old. I didn't know what to do. So what did I do? I talked to somebody, and somebody told me about Alateen. Well, I got involved in Alateen, and, you know, that was like really wonderful, because you're actually getting to get the experience of learning more about what's going on and how to handle it. And then, you know, there's so many other programs. I mean, like CODA meetings and Al-Anon, and, you know, there are so many different recovery.
Well, really, the point is, yeah, there's so much information out there now. And you know, it's fantastic, and I think it's great because, you know, kids are going, crystal meth is the highest epidemic. It is an epidemic right now. And, you know, we've got drugs out there that we had never heard of growing up. And and it's crazy. And kids are mixing things, and they're creating drugs that, I mean, it's incredible what's going on out there. And drugs that aren't even traceable in your system. And it's sad. You know, people want to escape, and it's really sad. And the fact is, the biggest high is being sober. It's being present. It's being okay in your skin. I felt so uncomfortable in my own skin for so long that it feels so good to be home and to feel safe within yourself and to feel present and have clarity. And it's pretty incredible.
You know, it was really great too. Don't you find the fellowship of the people that you're in meetings with and that you're helping, or that you are being sponsored by, or that you may be lucky enough to start sponsoring other people and sending examples? Don't you find that like such a great feeling in your heart that you've been able to touch someone's life that way and make it for their life better?
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, I try not to talk in program terms, but I will talk in the fact that I love being of service. I love being out there. I love helping other women. And yeah, I mean, what better thing to do in life than to help someone else?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That to me is the ultimate, you know.
And getting them healthy. And you know what's really great is you're getting healthy along the way. I, by the way, in the chat room, if you're in the chat room and you tuned in late, this show will be available from its entirety beginning on iTunes and on Red Velvet Media Blog Talk Radio. And today we're talking with Haley about Sober is Sexy. My voice was going there for a second. I posted also the website in the chat room, and I posted in the chat room if you want to try to get any help, if you're lost and you just don't know what to do, I posted the AA website. You know what's really cool too is there are a lot of chat rooms now available that are online. If you're like in an area, or you're a young adult where you just don't feel comfortable yet telling somebody about it and you really want to reach out, you can't believe how many other people are just like you that are out there that are crying to try to help themselves. And, you know, I mean,
well, and there's so much peer pressure out there too, you know, and I feel like it takes a lot of courage to ask for help. you know.
And to step forward and to admit it, too. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. And
do it. It's great. Sober is sexy.
It is. It absolutely is. And, you know, that's really cool. Now, growing up for you, did you grow up in an alcoholic household, or was it pretty much?
Well, there was alcohol. There was alcohol in my family. There mm-hmm. was alcoholism in my family, and so I did see it. And you know, I don't. It's interesting. I grew up that way. I knew people that were alcoholics. There were alcoholics mm-hmm. in my family, but it was something that I never thought would happen to me, especially in seeing different incidences with alcohol. Mm-hmm. And but alcoholism is a disease, and it can happen to anybody. It doesn't really matter your background or where you came from. It just happened. And mm-hmm. and it's funny because I never thought I had a problem. And it's interesting when you do take that one drink or that one drug, and the thought behind it is to check out, it changes everything, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it begins, and it's different for everyone. Obviously, that young girl that called in,
she sounded
so happy.
It can
happen at any time.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
She sounded so happy, and the thing is,
yeah,
you know,
she's sober.
Yeah, and the thing is,
and life's not always perfect, but when you get sober,
it's not.
You do
bottom out. You find some people do bottom out finally, and they realize that they have a problem, and then that's when they do get. Or there's people that are like myself that may be talking to somebody, and they talk to me about it because they know that I'm understanding some of it, and so I pointed certain people in the right direction. They'll only get it when they want to get it, you know. So that's how I look at it. And
right. Well, I was a mom driving around drunk, you know. So I never thought I would be a woman with dignity and grace and have the life that I have today and the respect that I have from my family and friends and from my children. It's pretty great. From going,
yeah, no,
you know, I look at that person and I'm like, who was that lady? You know, who was
mm-hmm.
that person? And to put, you know, the selfishness that I had to put my kids in jeopardy like that, and you know, my love was alcohol, and that was my biggest love, and I would do anything to have it, and I would lie and do what I had to do to get what I needed.
Mhm.
So, nice to be free of that.
And it is, it's great that you're able to talk about it, too, because there are a lot of people that really aren't able to talk about it.
And I think there's a lot of women out there that are lonely, and, you know, you pacify mm-hmm. yourself, and eventually you realize, hey, this is getting out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just reach out, call somebody. There's so much help out there, and it's just so great being sober. It feels so good. And I just, you know what, I don't look outside of today. I really don't. I am sober today, and it feels great. And then tomorrow, you know, that's another day. And I keep it just like that, and that works for me.
Yeah, no, that's the best way. You know, the way one person runs a program is not always the best for the next person. It all depends on how you do it, just as long as there's consistency and that you're honest with yourself,
mm-hmm.
because in the end you're only having to be honest with you. You can lie to everybody else, but can you keep lying to yourself? You know, that's the thing.
Right.
So
absolutely.
I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know that you said you've come away from a couple things where you've been happy, you've been crying. I totally understand that. Could you share any of your experiences of anybody that really that you talked to that you were so thankful
yeah.
you were able to be there?
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, there is someone in my life who I care very much about. There is a woman out there, and she knows who she is, and she's very close to my heart, as are a lot of other women. But if I'm sharing a story, it would be of this girl that had been doing heroin for a very long time since she was 15 years old and has been in and out of rehabs, and her whole life was basically that. and mm-hmm. had a daughter and has a daughter, and just, you know, we ended up meeting, and she took hold of my heart, and she ended up relapsing again. She ended up flatlining two more times, and at the end of it, she was sitting on a street corner, and I came and I got her and I picked her up, and she now has over 4 months sober. She is working, you know, an amazing life. She has light in her eyes, and but that has nothing to do with me. That has to do with a power greater than me, I believe. That has to do with the fact that I did that, and you know, like I said, that's how
you can relate.
Works. Yeah, and I mean, I've gotten so much back from her mm-hmm. that it's pretty amazing. I mean, you know, and I could say that about so many women. I could give you story after story of situations like that.
Oh,
you
know? You and I both. I mean, I actually grabbed people that were just, I had to get them help and took them to whatever meeting I could get them to, you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
And then they related and they saw it. And you know, it's not bad to cry, and it's not bad to admit that you have a problem, however you may, whatever your drug of choice is, or however, whatever it is. There's even people that shop, you know, I mean, and they fix themselves with retail therapy and stuff like that.
Addiction is addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
right.
I found, for me, as a single parent for so many years, it was such a great network of women that were able to make it so that I could see that I wasn't the only one going through the struggles of being a single parent, feeling frustrated, feeling like you didn't know what to do. And fortunately enough for me, I mean, I brought my daughter up in the environment. Hopefully one day she'll get it, you know, whatever, however it's going to play out. But I think that it's really important that we know that there are places and things out there that we can do. And like I said, you turn on the TV, you can see shows. If you can relate to it, you know, you do it. If you, you know, and with the great things like you, what you're doing with Sober Sexy, mm-hmm. letting people know that it's not bad. It's not bad that, you know, you just have to get out of You have to get out of that place.
Well,
and,
I don't even think it has to do with bad. I think the point is that, mm-hmm. you know, it's a lifestyle change, but the fact is it's hard. I think it's really hard when you're young. You know, kids
mm-hmm.
like to go out on the weekends and they want to party, and I get it. You know, they
mm-hmm.
want to go out. They want to check out. I understand that. You know, I see it, and I have kids, and I was a kid, and I understand it. But the point is that when it becomes out of control, I think we all know. It doesn't matter what age you are. I think you know subconsciously, hey, something's wrong here. Something doesn't feel right anymore. This has gone to a place that is too far. I mean,
mm-hmm.
who am I or who are any of us to tell someone else that they have a problem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When someone feels they have a problem, they know that something's going on. It's a little thing tapping. And, hey, maybe you got a problem. But
no, I get that.
When you finally see that and are able
mm-hmm.
to reach out, or, yeah, they see our T-shirt and they go, oh, yeah, that's cool. That's interesting. That's a cool take on something. Or they ask
mm-hmm.
a question. I was sitting at a coffee place today, and someone came up, and I had my T-shirt, my heroin shirt on. He's like, wow, that's really cool. That's funny. You have a company? And I said, yeah, it's Sober Sexy. And he goes, I don't know if I have a problem. You know, I do coke 5-6 times a month. I don't know. I have it in control. So when someone starts talking about their drug use or what they're doing and they're justifying
mm-hmm.
it, then maybe they're trying to reach out and say, hey, tell me a bit about this, or
mm-hmm.
enlighten me. And I think that's what it's about. It's setting an example and living an amazing life and showing people how great it is to just be clean, you know? And
yeah,
and
no, absolutely.
And it feels really good.
Yeah. And you have bracelets I saw also on the site that are really cool. I've seen actually, some of these bracelets on young adults. Yes, as they're really cool. You got to
have a lot of
fun,
and we not only sell them individually, but we also give them when you buy a T-shirt, you get a sticker, and you get a bracelet, and you get a button. And
oh, that's
the
awesome.
Bracelets are really cool. I have to say that I loved Lance Armstrong. You know, his whole struggle. I read his book. He was such a cool man. And he had Live Strong, and so I did our bracelets in white, and I said Live Sober. So it's great. It's fun, and they're easy, and it's a great reminder, you know, to have a bracelet on. So, yeah, Live Sober. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
How does, you know, it's just really, like you said, there are so many new drugs out there, and the parents
mm-hmm.
need to educate their kids. I've always recommended if an adult thinks that they need to educate their children on you know, using, not using, you know, like, you know, not using, and also teaching them the responsibilities. I mean, I remember when my daughter became old enough to drive, and I was freaking out thinking, oh, my God, I got to get her a car that's going to be big enough, that's going to, if she gets in an accident or somebody's, you know, whatever, it's got to be that she's going to be protected, you know, because I knew that she was, you know, drinking, and, you know, her friends were, and they were young. And so you think automatically, you know, the first thing you want to do is protect the people that you love. And so as a parent.
Well, of course, of
yeah.
course you do. But, you know,
uh-huh.
kids are going to do what they're going to do. I think as a parent, for me,
uh-huh.
We have open communication. My kids know they can come to me and tell me anything.
That's
great. And they feel the comfort in that. And to me, that's really what it's about. We talk about everything, you know, and I
mm-hmm.
bring up things just off the cuff, or I'll relate it to another friend of mine who's going through something with her child. And the last thing a kid wants is for you to start preaching at them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact is they're not going to hear anything. If that's where it's coming from. If it's coming from another story they can relate to, if it's coming from something that happened to you when you were younger and you're just talking. But I think the most important thing is to have open communication with your kids. And so many times, I think, you know, I can only speak for myself, but growing up, sometimes parents didn't want to hear what you were going through or didn't want to hear how you were actually feeling about something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is so important, to be able to hear your kids. And take them seriously and treat them like they know what they're talking about, and give them some respect as you ask them to give you respect, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah,
I think it helps.
Yeah, it does. And you know what also I found, I've experienced it with young adults, is they're in school and maybe one of their fellow classmates or somebody in school has either killed themselves or they've mm-hmm. gone ahead and been in an accident or something tragic, some sort of tragedy, and that kind of there grabs them and makes them look at themselves, and they kind of, like, you know, get a little scared. But that's where it comes into the right kind of giving them the right information, you know, so
mm-hmm.
that they're not scared. They know that they can get help if they want to, and it's not, you know, hard to be afraid to talk about something. How long did it take for you, for your children, and for you to be able to talk to them about anything?
As far as after I got sober?
Yep.
Well, you know, they saw my alcohol abuse in the home. They saw it progress.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was difficult for them to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got sober, I mean, my kids and I have always had a pretty good relationship, so I've always been close to my kids. But, you know, when I got sober, I was very honest, and I was very truthful about what had happened to me and what I was going through. And I experienced a major home invasion when I was drinking and using, and I was trying to get sober on my own, and I ended up having to jump off my roof and run for my life. I broke both of my feet, shattered my right arm, and my drinking progressed. And I had to, You know, I actually thank that guy, whoever it was, because he actually brought me to my bottom probably faster than I would have gotten there on my own. But the fact is, after that happened, I knew there was some serious problems going on with me and that I needed help. It was very apparent to me. And when I got sober, my kids and I just talked about it as I'm talking to you right now. And it felt good being so honest with them. And it took my son a long time to let that wall down and to be able to say, you know, Mom, I'm really proud of you. You know, you're sober and you're staying sober. Because when I first got sober, I don't think he believed it was going to last. You know, I think that's a kid's greatest fear is when's it going to happen? When's she going to go out there again? And we have to also talk about children there who are living with parents who are alcoholics. I mean, that's really tough. And it's scary because there's no safe place. You know, there's no security. Here you have a parent who you don't feel protected with. And, you know, the fact is it took him almost 2 years to say to me, you know, Mom, I'm proud of you and you're sober and it's great. And it, you know, to me that was one of the best days of my life to have my son have that respect for me.
Yeah.
And to be able to do an intervention with my daughter and to watch her get sober and for her to be able to have a mom who could show up for her. And that's really cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
interventions,
great.
You brought the word up, intervention. Interventions are not always the best way, but they are pretty successful as far as letting the person just know that you have a concern in how what they're doing is affecting your life and how much you love that
person
and why.
That you love them and that you care about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned something else about being a child in a household with a parent that drank. Like, so I said, as I was young, I was in a household where somebody was drinking and it did feel very unsafe. And the only thing I knew to do was I reached out to a couple people, and that's how I got involved in Alateen. And it really helped me to understand, you know, why what was happening was happening. And, you know, a lot of times we'll start to blame ourselves for somebody doing what they're doing. That's where you come into being codependent. So with getting the years, I believe.
Well, especially if you're a child. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I think with us as adults getting older and having more experience and having a little bit more sobriety and being able to talk about it openly, honestly, and forthright with people, I think that we're able to distill that fear in a lot of people and make them realize that it can be fun, like you said. You've made this fun. Sober is sexy.
Oh, fun.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't get sober to not have a good time.
Yeah.
If this
absolutely.
If this wasn't fun, I wouldn't be sober. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
My life got better. And it just continues to get better. You know, and I still have stuff going on in my life. I'm still working things out. Drinking and using, that was my solution. You know, and until it didn't work anymore. And now that I've taken the drugs and the alcohol out of the equation, I am here with me. Wherever I go, there I am. So it's constant work on yourself and being able to see the things that you drank and used over. And you know, we're all a work in progress. And I don't know. I feel what a gift. I mean, it's funny. My girlfriend's daughter had said, you know, oh, I love when people are doing drugs and they're drinking and they say, you know, you only live once. And she goes, well, that makes no sense to me. So you're drinking and using drugs and you only live once. I could see if you lived five times, maybe I'd do it two of the lives. But the fact is, you know, we do only live once. This is our life. Why not enjoy it and show up and be here for it? It's so fantastic what can happen when you get sober. And anyone out there who is living in that darkness, I mean, I get it. I've been there. And it's a scary, lonely place. And you don't have to live like that anymore, you know?
Nope. And you know what was really great? you're doing such great work with what you're doing and setting an example and doing what you're doing with your company. See, today, I mean, even just by chance meeting, you had somebody walk up to you, tell you how cool your T-shirt was, and you actually talked to them and found out that they thought they may not have a problem, but you probably made a little bit of an impact to them. They're probably going to think twice about it, about now when they go to do that next line or whatever. They're going to think about maybe that conversation they had with you. Who knows? You may.
Well,
have,
I mean, there are no coincidences, you know? So obviously I met that person for a reason, and that's how it works, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
Right.
And you have, your background is besides growing up and this and that, you were also a very predominant fashion model. You were discovered at a very young age. That kind of puts you in with a very fast lifestyle, I suppose, because I know for myself, I also modeled, and I know how that was. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, no, it was pretty crazy. I mean, you're obviously a young girl, and you're thrown out there into the world, and you're traveling the world, and yeah, there's a lot of drugs and alcohol, and it was interesting. You grow up really quickly, and I did have a bout with cocaine when I was 18 years old. I couldn't stop. I was up all night, and then I was working all day, and obviously on those fashion shoots, they had drugs if you needed them, and it was the norm. And I was able to stop. I moved to Paris, and I was able to, you know, to get off of cocaine, and I never touched it again, so I didn't think it was a problem. I just thought it was a lifestyle, and I'd do a geographic, and my life would be okay. But the fact is, yeah, there's so much offered to you out there, and you're young and impressionable. But, you know, I also want to say with that, I got to have an amazing life, and it was an incredible career, and I'm really grateful for that as well. You know,
yeah.
Whatever
I
mean, I went through,
you know,
life experiences make you who you are today. So
that's
that.
And how is it for you to be around people that are drinking? I mean, obviously, you know, we're not all in recovery, but you can go out and you can maybe have dinner with a couple friends and they're sitting there and they're having a drink or whatever. I tend to try to surround myself with people that are living a healthy lifestyle, not try to be around anything dark. But if I do find myself in a situation where, you know, I see somebody doing something, I might say something or whatever. But I know you've probably been in a lot of social situations.
Right.
Where you've been,
well,
yeah.
You know, the fact is if people, listen, alcohol is fantastic if you can have a couple drinks. I mean, that's great. I love going to parties and seeing people have a martini or have a scotch or have some fun. I mean, to me, I'm not drinking because I can't drink like a lady. I can't have a couple of drinks. If I could, I would. And when I'm out with friends and they're having a drink, I'm fine with that. If I'm going to a party, I tend to go early and I tend to leave early. And you know, and if something gets uncomfortable to me, then I just leave that situation. But overall, I mean, I've been out with friends, and I'm okay if they're having a drink because my problem isn't their problem. It's mine, and I've taken care of it, and therefore I can be in that environment and be okay with it. I mean, if someone's talking ridiculous, I mean, when people get drunk, they're it makes me laugh because I was one of those people. I think, oh my God, people hung out with me. Must have thought I was out of my mind. But you know, when you're completely sober and you're in that environment, it can be difficult. So you monitor yourself and you're smart about it. You know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know your company also does some really cool stuff. You donate 5% of your proceeds every 6 months to a recovery center.
We do.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. No, it's great. And it's, I think it's great to give back and it's great to be, you know, I think it's always about just giving back in any way you can. And it's not always monetarily, but just of yourself. But, yeah, that's how we do it through the company, and it works well, and it helps a lot of people.
That's fantastic.
So,
well, Haley,
yeah,
I want
to shout out to Friendly House also.
Yeah,
and,
go.
I love my peeps down there and the girls, and if they're listening, it's an amazing place, great recovery. And if anyone is listening and they need a place to go and a refuge and a safe place with incredible people that run it, it's actually the oldest women's rehab. And it's just a big, cool home. They actually have two homes now. And William Shatner is given one of the homes. And it's all run privately. And it's great. Great way to get sober and get back
What's
on your
the
feet
name
and
of
get
the,
out
recovery
the world.
Again? What's the name of the recovery?
Friendly House.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
Fantastic.
And if anyone wants to order any of your clothing or get in touch with you, how would they go about doing that?
They would just go to our website, and they can see what we have, and they can order from that. And also soberissexy@yahoo.com is our email. They can email us with any questions, and we're there, you know, to
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And
yeah.
I know you work with some really great people. I know that your daughter is very proud to be part of your company, and you're a graphic artist. And you have an assistant, Priscilla, who actually has called me, and she's really awesome. So I want to give a shout out to Priscilla for helping.
So much fun.
Yeah, she's so great. And I want to say to you that what you're doing is fantastic. You know, I think that I'm hoping that we've touched somebody in one way or another today, that they're going to go to the site, or they're going to look at whatever it is they may be been afraid to ever admit or think about, you know. And again, it's soberissexy.com, and you can go there, take a look at everything. And Haley is going to be putting her new website together shortly. And I wanted to ask you before we end the show, and we're ending the show with a really cool song that is called Not... you and I talked about that. It's called Not Afraid, and I just want everybody to know that it's a really cool song. It's, you have to listen to the lyrics. You have to know it.
Well,
and,
I mean, once again, look at Eminem. Sober.
Yep.
I mean, how cool is that?
It's really
you
cool.
You know, just all of these people out there that are in the limelight and that are
mm-hmm.
that are letting people see that you can have these gifted, amazing lives and be sober.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty great. Demi Lovato, who has, you know, come out of so many different obstacles in her life and is living a sober life, and Russell and Steven Tyler, and I mean the list goes on and on. Eric Clapton, and you know, people that can identify and see that, you know, life isn't over when you get sober. It actually has just begun.
Mm-hmm. It is. Absolutely. That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I always implore people to keep a journal, because a lot of times if you keep a journal and you just write down, if you're into journaling, just write down your feelings and then read them a couple months later or whatever, and you're going to be like, oh, my God, I really said that? It's really trippy,
right?
Because I know I've done that myself. I've kept journals for years. I make it a habit of journaling, and I also keep a dream journal. So I journal and I read back on some of the things I've written over the years, and you can see, you know, the points where you're changing and where you're hurting and where you're happy and things are really good. So, you know, recovery isn't always the thing that works the first time around. I mean, you can go in and out of sobriety a ton of times, but until you finally get
it. Well, it's all about just don't give up.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, never give
exactly.
up. If you're going through hell, keep going, right?
Because
eventually you're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and that's where it's all at. So it's a lot of fun.
That is so true.
Yeah.
So
it's a new black, baby.
Yeah, it is. It is. Actually, sober is the new black. What I want to say to you before we end the show with the song is, what would you like to say to everybody listening today? Is there a message you'd like to leave everybody with?
Oh, wow. well, I mean, if you want to just sum up what we've been talking about, the message is, I think what I just said, your life begins when you get sober, and to look out there and to see people that are sober and thriving in life, and to realize that it's the coolest thing you can do for yourself. You know, no matter where you've come from or what you've been through, or rich, poor, wherever you're at in your life, the fact is that you have a chance to have an amazing life. And why not take it? You know, try it for 30 days. If you don't like it, we'll give you your old life back. You know?
I don't think so. Yeah, no, that's really cool. But I want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart for being on
the
show.
Thanks, Holly. It's been great speaking with you.
Yeah, and thank you for being honest and sharing and talking. And I mean, I'm sorry if there are some people that have maybe heard a little bit too much truth on the show today. Maybe you were supposed to hear it. And again, if you tuned in late to the show, again, this is Red Velvet Media, Blog Talk Radio. The show will be on iTunes in its entirety. And within 5 minutes after the show is over, it will be on Red Velvet Media Blog Talk Radio for a download. And it's free.
Cool.
So go ahead and download it. Yeah. And I want to again thank you so much for being on the show. And I'll be in touch with you very shortly. I have a couple ideas for you on some stuff that kind of came to me as we were talking. But we're going to end the show with a really great song. And you have to really, well, I liked it last night most of all. Because I was up against something and I was just like, okay, this is great. So,
well, why I love this song. I mean, I love what he says in the chorus, and I love when he says that we walk this road together. And that's what this is about. We are not alone. And this isn't a disease of being alone. You know, you've got to reach out and walk it together.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks so much again for having me, Holly.
You're welcome. Are you kidding? And I want to
leave the show out.
In the chat room, yeah. So here you guys go. And Haley, I'll be in touch with you. I'll mute you if you want to listen to the song. And for everyone else, oh, that's what I wanted to say. Gosh, I almost forgot. Make sure you tune in this Friday, guys. I'm going to have Zoe Moon, my house astrologer, on before the eclipse that's going to be happening this Sunday, the 20th. We're having a lunar eclipse. So make sure that you do check that out. Check out the show on Friday, because you're going to hear a lot of really great, cool things that are going to be happening. And I've been officially warned we're in retrograde right now. I don't know what your take on that, Haley.
Oh, great.
But
no.
Yeah, we are in retrograde, and my retrograde started yesterday, and I think you heard a little bit about that. So, retrograde is however you want to take it. But, yeah, we're in retrograde, and this eclipse on the 20th is going to be really fantastic. But
retrograde, that's a great time to get sober.
Yeah. And
awesome.
Yeah. So here's the song, and you've been wonderful. I love you. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, Holly. Love you back. Have a great rest of the day.
Yeah, and here you guys go.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
It's
been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So fuck the world, feed it beans. It's cashed up. If you think you're stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No exams above, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From infinite down to the last relapse album, he's still sitting. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he shits his bowels out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse, he's married to the game. Like a fuck you for Christmas, his gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull his dick from the dirt and fuck the whole universe. I'm not afraid. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together.
the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, fuck your feelings. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last, we last CD was aired. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back to Black Cloud. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'm way too up to back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This fucking Black Cloud still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons. These motherfuckers are doing jumping jacks now. I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you. I've been through the ringer, but taking too little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no singers and drop dead. No more beat slingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single. Cut the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up, cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm not afraid.